19 minutes past 10 this Tuesday morning here on 2FM. The 2014 Emmys were held last night. Seth Meyers did the honours hosting, pointing out in his opening monologue that television is the booty call friend of entertainment. And we, I think, are all willing to take that particular call. Fiona Flynn is the television editor with entertainment.ie. And she's on the line. Fiona, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Are you an Emmys fan, generally speaking, or do you find it all a bit long?
Yeah, I think it's totes awesome, Ryan. Totes awesome.
You're awesome.
Yeah, I am. At this stage now, they've got a category, like, as you said, for nearly everything. There is an award for everybody in the audience.
That's what I'm thinking.
And there's kind of a lot of things at the moment about drama, or what category things actually go into.
Like, yeah.
So, I mean, Orange is the New Black was put in as a comedy series, even though it really kind of is a bit of a drama as well. I know there's, like, moments of humour in it.
Mm.
And True Detective was put in as a drama and not a miniseries, even though it only has the 8 episodes, I think it was. So people really don't know, because I guess television has gotten so diverse, people really don't know what categories things actually belong in. So it is a little, I don't know, but I guess at the same time, I mean, it is a great time for television, so it is great to have a night to award all the stars.
Absolutely. Look, this all began, did it not, with West Wing, Sopranos and The Wire, where the golden age of television just started to shine, and the luster just seems to get stronger and more powerful with every year, and the drama gets better and the actors are even more superb. And in fact, it's beginning to make cinema look like the weaker link in modern entertainment.
All the cinema actors are running TV now.
Yeah.
That's where the juicy roles are.
Right. So if for you, Fiona, and I'm talking to you as a punter as opposed to TV editor with entertainment.ie, what have you been loving? Like, for example, when you were seeing it last night, who were you kind of flying a flag for? Who were you hoping would win stuff?
Well, I was definitely hoping that Breaking Bad would do well, because it is the last time the show would actually be at the Emmys, and they obviously did well down the years. And they did. I mean, they won everything, every category they were nominated for, which is no big surprise. It was a pity for the people who were going up against them. So, like, I would have been a big fan of True Detective this year.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson were brilliant in that. So if it hadn't have been the last year for Bryan Cranston, I feel like Matthew McConaughey probably would have got it, because he's gotten every other award this year for everything else he's been in. So in that regard, I was happy for Bryan Cranston, but I would have kind of liked to see them two get.
Who else were you looking at going, go on?
Peter Dinklage was nominated up against Aaron Paul in Breaking Bad. Peter Dinklage plays Tyrion in Game of Thrones, which is my absolute favourite show of the year.
Are you loving it?
And I absolutely love it, yeah.
I was describing it last week as just killing and riding.
Killing and riding. There's a little bit more to it than that.
Oh, come on, that's all it is. But I watched about 4 or 5 episodes, and I think I enjoyed it, but I was kind of busy or otherwise engaged. But that's all that seems to be going on. Listen, nothing wrong with either, by the way, in terms of...
there is killing, but
not in the context of the drama we're talking
that's
about.
That's true.
Know what I mean. But anyway, back to business. You were hoping that they would do something. What else have you been loving?
What else has been good?
Are you a Big Bang Theory sort of gal?
I've never seen it.
I don't know.
I would watch a random episode of it and enjoy it. And I know some people just absolutely love it.
Yes.
And last night, Jim Parsons got the award for the fourth time for Best Actor in a Comedy Series. And I think even he was surprised to win it, because he was up against, Louis C.K. He was up against, Matt LeBlanc from Episodes. And it was, again, everyone just thought, okay, look, he's good in it, but he's not that good. So, it's a good show, it is. But it's one of those ones that, it's kind of like 2.5 Men. Everyone kind of has latched onto it. But, you kind of watch a random episode, and there is, it's great, great sitcoms, but I don't know if
your back.
They're the best thing. Yeah.
One of my favourite programmes in the last decade, bar none, is Modern Family.
Oh,
love it.
Love Modern Family. Yeah, it's just comedy genius, I think. There's so many laughs we had in it. Actually, it won Best Comedy Series last night as well, and so did Phil Dunphy.
Love
Phil
Dunphy.
Who is the actor Ty Burrell. Yeah, exactly. He's brilliant. Although his speech wasn't really that funny,
really?
In fairness. No, Amy Poehler presented the award to him, and she was a lot funnier, I have to say.
It's funny with funny men, comedians and actors, and I know this from the job I do, is that oftentimes they just simply are really good at their job, but not very interesting people and not much crack in them.
Yeah, and I guess they have a lot of writers, really amazing writers on these shows.
Yeah.
So, he has got the comedy timing going, but maybe he's just not that hilarious.
It doesn't transfer. That's funny. Yeah. I must look at that back. But the rest of it, but it is, it's a super show and one that literally all the family works on that Shrek comedy level, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kids roaring laughing at the visuals and then the parents running laughing at the nuance, which is good. A show I gave it a couple of episodes, but it didn't really take my fancy. I thought it might. Was Veep.
Veep. Yeah, I haven't properly got into it now. Yeah. Again, I love Julie Louis-Dreyfus. I know it is supposed to be very good, so it's on my list of ones to actually sit down and watch properly because it has been recommended to me so many times. So she, again, won the Best Actress last night and I had a bit of a make-out with Bryan Cranston as well on the way up to get the award. Yep, yep.
That's good. That's a bit of a... Bryan Cranston was on The Late Late Show a couple of years ago and it was just slightly before the Breaking Bad thing went bonkers. It was still in the milieu and everything, but... I remember seeing him, it was for Argo he was on to promote, and I had the joy of saying to him, Brian, it's a pleasure to meet you. I just want to say it's so nice to talk to an actor from a great film, because sometimes, you know, actors come in and they have to peddle rubbish films, and it, you know, it's a pity. I said, I can look you in the eye and say this was a tremendous film, look forward to talking to you about it later. And he said, try being an actor in a rubbish film and peddling that on a chat show. And he didn't say rubbish, he said, you know, something else. So he got the joke. The point I'm making is that he is a stand-up guy, very, very pleasant. He lived up to all the expectations, was one of the good ones.
Yeah, absolutely. He seems like a very humble guy as well, you know. He's aware that, like, Vince Gilligan with Breaking Bad did give him the role of his lifetime. Like, obviously, we all knew him from Malcolm in the Middle, but we just saw him as a comedy actor, you know. Who would have thought that he had, like, Walter White in him as an actor, you know?
Magnificent. Another former guest of ours on Tubridy's Night Days, Martin Freeman, took an award last night. Delighted.
He did. He wasn't there to collect it now, but he won Best Supporting Actor for Sherlock. And as did the star of the show, Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah.
Do you fancy Benedict Cumberbatch?
I don't get that at all.
Isn't it weird? Some people just think he's gorgeous. Some people think he looks like a hammerhead shark with hair.
I know. I don't. He's very, very unusual looking.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I think he looks like he's too smooth or polished or... I don't know. He seems like a lovely man, but no. That's he wouldn't be my type.
It's a no, babe. Okay, let's talk about the one... I mean, this was a nice surprise. My pal Jim Sheridan, the other one, introduced me to American Horror Story. And really, it's heavy going, but it's great old camp horror. It's on Netflix, and that was up for grabs last night. I mean, that's attracting some seriously high-quality actors and actresses.
Yeah, absolutely. Kathy Bates got an award, I think, for guest appearance in that.
Yeah.
And so did Jessica Lange as well. But yeah, no, that is, killing it.
Have you watched it?
New series. I have seen it on Netflix, to be honest, I'm not really mad into the horror, like even movies or TV shows. So I kind of have to have my, you know, you kind of have to when you're watching it, you know, basically.
Do you have your blankie, Fiona?
And that kind of thing.
Do you have your blankie over your head, do you?
Blankie's over your eyes.
Over you. It's actually, it's terrifying, but once you see it for what it is, which is awful schlock, it's great fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
good, and it's a little bit screwed up, which I quite like as well, because it reflects real life. Golden moment from last night?
The golden moment. The Kiss was brilliant, Bryan Cranston, and then, but the Robin Williams tribute by Billy Crystal was very emotional, because obviously he would have been a very good friend of his. So that would have kind of stood out, I guess, as the emotional golden moment. What else happened? Oh, there was a really great performance by this guy called Weird Al, who's like a singer.
Weird Al, sure. Listen, I'm from the 80s. God damn it, Fiona. I know who Weird Al is.
I had to look him up.
He did a version of Michael Jackson's Beat It called Eat It, and it's ridiculous. Look that up as well later on when you're bored at the office.
I do know that. Okay, sorry, I do know Weird Al. Never mind. Yeah. But he did a performance of all the TV theme tunes, but kind of wrote or made up the words to it as it went along.
So gotta see that.
Yeah, it's very good. And he's Andy Samberg dressed up as King Joffrey from Game of Thrones in it as well. So it's very funny. It really is. It goes through Modern Family, all of them. And it's probably one of the standout kind of funny moments of the night, I'd say.
I shall look back on that too. Fiona, it's been good to talk to you on that. Thanks for taking our call morning.
Thank you.
Fiona Flynn, TV editor with entertainment.ie, with all the latest news from the Emmys last night.